Welcome back, everybody. Frank Frangie, Hayes Carline, and the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs is Kirby Smart. He joins us now. Kirby, how are you?
Doing great, Frank. Excited to be here.
Yeah, I'll bet you. Good to see you. It's great. You got a big crowd around here. Hey, year two. What do you learn in year one from being a head coach when you hadn't done it before?
Win more games.
I hear you.
I think somebody told me we had 9 games decided by single digits, and we're 6-3 or something in those games. So, you know, ultimately you got to win 8 or 9 of those tight ball games because you're going to have them every year. And I think that's something that we work on hard as a staff to try to pinpoint things we can do to simulate the pressure that comes in the last 2 minutes of a game.
Kirby, what can you do with that ground game this year with those two exceptional athletes coming back? What was your reaction when they came back, and how productive do you think your ground game can be?
Well, I always say your ground game comes back to your whole quarterback, receivers, and what's your ability to throw it. Because if you can't throw it, I don't care how good they are, they're going to be on top of you. We certainly think Jacob's going to loosen some people up this year. And if he's able to do that, then the ground game can be very effective. You can have the best backs in the world. Ask LSU against Alabama. If you can't throw the ball, you will not be successful. And we've got to improve passing the ball. And if we do that, it'll open the other areas.
Kirby Smart is with us, Georgia football coach. Jacob Eason came in as a freshman and never played. I don't care how good you are, you've never played before. How have you seen him grow? What was it like for him, Kirby, going through the whole process? I mean, school, living away from home. What was it like for him?
Well, he matured a lot. First of all, he came in mid-year, which helped.
Right.
But when you put that burden on any kid that's a true freshman, you're just not going to see a guy have tremendous success, I don't think, as a true freshman. I mean, you take a guy like Jalen Hurts, who's got the best defense in the country around him, he still struggles to be successful throwing the ball down the field. Jacob struggled with that. He's improved that. He's also got the knowledge and experience of where to go with the ball now, and he's got a little more weapons around him, and we think we got a little bit better offensive line to help him. So he's a talented kid that's grown up by kind of baptism in fire. And he really got in the fire down there at Jacksonville because that Florida defense got after him. And he's grown up a lot. I saw some toughness in that game. He got up from some tough hits. And I think that's going to pay off for us in the long run. It'll be interesting to see he and Fromm compete the rest of this year out.
What kind of freedom does Eason have at the line, if any, going into year two? Does that increase little bit for him?
Definitely increases. I mean, as he handles it, we'll give him more. That's something we want to be able to give him. We did some more of that this spring. We're not giving him Peyton Manning control, but we're giving him more control. And I think he understands that, and the parts he can get and put us in the right play, that's what great quarterbacks do. They make a defense pay when they make mistakes. We had so many times last year that we miss those opportunities. And eventually in this league, it catches up with you if you don't take advantage of those opportunities.
You know, Kirby, you mentioned Jake Fromm. And I know having a lot of good players is a good problem. I get it. But it's not wide receiver where you play 4 or 5 guys, right?
Sure.
It's how do you manage that? I know it's Jacob's team. He's probably going to be the first pick in the draft in a year. But how do you manage
That's
that?
That's a big burden.
I know.
I got 7-5 as a starter, and we got him in every overall pick. I tell you what.
But how do you manage that?
But Fromm is they're different. You know, they're different players. And Jake Fromm's strengths are really good. He's good at what he does. He knows how to handle our offense. He knows how to make decisions. He's got a really good arm. He understands the spread system, so he can get the ball to the playmakers, and a lot of the kids got confidence in him. So it's a good problem to have. Jacob is a talented guy as well. When you have those two guys, we want them to grow, develop, and whichever one gives us the best chance to win, I can guarantee you the other one is going to fully support the other guy, and that's part of being on a team.
Looking at the defensive side of the ball, you guys have so much talent coming back. How much will that help as far as when you do rotations, those guys being fresh but also not having much of a drop-off, if at all, with the talent that's on the field?
Well, I always measure talent by NFL draft picks, and it's hard to say what we have because they haven't been in the draft. They're all coming back. I like having experienced players. I like having guys that come back. But we have to get better at pass rush, creating an advantage. We got to play better at corner. We gave up some big plays. We can't do that. So the caliber of athletes you got out there, I always think it's measured kind of by what did you do the year before. We were 4th in the SEC. I'm not used to that. I want to be better than that defensively. We've got a lot of guys coming back, a lot of experience. We've got to avoid the complacency bug, which I thought we had early in the spring last year. We did not get the kind of energy and enthusiasm we needed defensively.
You had one player drafted at Georgia.
Yeah, and he was from Florida.
And hey, I know that. And so, but you're right. Was there more building to do, Kirby, than people realized?
I think there's still building to do, and I know nobody wants to hear that because everybody wants to say that we're us or Florida or pick to win. I don't get into all that. I know the media has that hype. I know there's expectations at Georgia. I knew that when I came as a player. I know that now that I coach there. I don't run from those expectations. but we have to get more influx of talent to create competition. I feel like we've done that for 2 years. We still need another class of those guys. I think we're going to have a great year this year. I think we're going to go out and surprise some people. But to me, the number one thing we've got to do is create that kind of confidence that, hey, when we show up, we know we're the dominant team. We got to be the more physical team, and we haven't shown to do that. We're 1-5 against Tennessee and Florida in the last 3 years, and that's a reality. So that doesn't change until you win those games.
Kirby, how do you feel about your special teams?
Yeah, we got to improve there. I am excited about it. We lost probably the best returner in the country, went to the Denver Broncos, so that's a big shoes to fill. We got great competition at punter with a grad school transfer coming in who punted great in the spring. And then we've got great competition at kicker with Rodrigo and another grad school transfer coming in. So the competition's there. I'm excited about that. I want the return game to be a weapon, and we don't really have that elite returner. It's probably on our roster somewhere, but we got to manufacture that a little bit.
Final question. My favorite moment from last year was you telling the story of you and Hatcher making the three-point bombs and Muschamp pouting, and that was freaking phenomenal. Are you still having fun? Are you having a blast? Because I asked Muschamp that. I really like Muschamp. Yeah. But I think Muschamp, as angry as he seems, I think he's having a blast.
Yeah.
Are you having a blast?
I'm having a blast. I tell you what, to be back at my alma mater in a great place that I got to play at in a state that thrives on high school football and feeds our program, I couldn't ask for anything more. It's a special time and a special place, and I'm excited about these kids on the team because they all really like each other, and we have a lot of fun together.
And I'm going to remind him of that story tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He ran out of the gym. He took the ball and wouldn't play with anybody else.
The best story of the year.
When you take the ball and you won't play, it's just obvious that you're a little upset.
Kirby Smart, the Georgia football coach. Kirby, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Kirby Smart from the University of Georgia at SEC Media Day.